Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we're featuring Motown artists with some great slow songs. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, The Supremes, The Miracles, Diana Ross, The Four Tops, The Jackson 5, The Commodores, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars, all coming up during the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Sometimes on a crowded street, I've been near you, but you never noticed me. My Cherie Amour, won't you tell me how could you ignore that behind that little smile I wore? You were mine. La 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 la. Maybe someday you'll see my face among the crowd. Maybe someday I'll share your little distant cloud. Oh, Cherie Amour, pretty little one that I adore. You're the only girl my heart beats for. I wish that you were.
MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Now I want to tell you of a great love. Surely light up darkened worlds if you'll just believe. Stone love.
Giving on a
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
But in the game I lost you. What a price to pay. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby. But I'm only human. You've made mistakes too.
Motown Memory from the Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson. That was Ooh Baby Baby, and that reached number 16 in the U.S. pop charts from 1965. Before that, the Supremes, after Diana Ross had left the group, with Stone Love, number 7 from 1970, and we started with Stevie Wonder's My Sharia Moore, number 4 from 1969. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during this hour, we're featuring some great Motown artists with their slow songs. Well, coming up, Diana Ross's number 1 song from 1973, Touch Me in the Morning. Well, Touch Me in the Morning was written by Michael Masner and Ron Miller. Ron recalled that, quote, "I had already dreamed up this title, Touch Me in the Morning, but I didn't have the vaguest idea what it meant. So I analyzed Diana as a person. I said, well, this girl is out on her own now. She's an adult and a movie star at this time. She's also a contemporary woman and much more liberal about expressing her sexual values. Well, once upon a time, a man could only say something like that, but now a liberated woman like Diana could. However, she's a sophisticated woman. She's still crying inside to be touched in the morning. Well, it was just a very cold, calculated, and wonderful job of crafting this song. Well, Ron Miller further thought that Diana was emphasizing her movie career over recording plans at this time, and he was concerned when she arrived late for the Touch Me in the Morning session. Quote, "I knew she wasn't going to be up to her potential, so we had to record the song about 12 times. Then we went in and spent about 300 hours in the studio editing. There are not three syllables from one performance together on the final product." Well, you wouldn't know by listening to this song. Here is Diana Ross, Touch Me in the Morning, right here on Motown Memories.
Touch me in the morning, then just walk away. We don't have tomorrow. Yesterday, yeah.
You and I
Jackson 5 with a number one song from 1970, their first slow song, I'll Be There. Before that, the Four Tops and their first top 40 song altogether, Baby, I Need Your Loving. That reached number 11 from 64. And we started with another number one song, this time from 1973, Diana Ross's Touch Me in the Morning. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great Motown artists with slow songs for the rest of this hour. Well, coming up, the first hit that reached number one by the Commodores, Three Times a Lady. Well, the Commodores were the opening act for a 1971 tour by Motown's hottest group at that time, the Jackson 5 that we just heard from. The combination worked so well that the Commodores toured for 2 years with the Jacksons, culminating in a 1973 show at the Hollywood Bowl, just a few blocks from Motown headquarters. Although Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, didn't attend, his children did, and they told their father he ought to sign the guys from Tuskegee, Alabama, to his label. Well, Berry did, but 2 years passed before the Commodores made their first recording for Motown. Under the guidance of producer James Carmichael, they cut four tracks. One of them was an instrumental called Machine Gun, which became their first chart hit, peaking at number 22 in July of 1974. Well, 3 records later, they made the top 10 for the first time with a great slow song called Sweet Love. It reached number 5 in April of 1976, and then 3 more top 40 hits followed, Just to Be Close to You, Easy, and Brick House, before Three Times a Lady entered the Hot 100 at number 73 on June 17, 1978. Well, 8 weeks later, the Commodores had their first number one single. Here are the Commodores with Three Times a Lady right here on Motown Memories.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all now that we've come to the end of our rainbow, there's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, 3 times lady, and I love you. Yes, you once, twice, 3 times a lady. I
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
All-Stars with perhaps their signature tune, What Does It Take to Win Your Love, reaching number 4 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969, and we started with that number 1 from the Commodores from 78, Three Times a Lady. Well, we've reached the halfway mark on this edition of Motown Memories, featuring Motown artists with slow songs. Well, coming up after the break, more slow songs from some great Motown artists, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.